Hey there, unfollowed fam. It's your girl Nova Lane, back with another dose of real talk to help you break free from the digital chains and reclaim your focus. Today, we're tackling something that plagues us all in this hyper-connected world. FOMO, the fear of missing out. Ever scroll through social media and feel a pang of envy, like everyone else is living the best life while you're stuck here staring at a screen? You know that feeling when your friend posts a picture from a concert and you suddenly remember how long it's been since you last saw a live band? Yeah, that's FOMO kicking in, trying to tell you that you need to be doing more, seeing more, experiencing everything. But guess what? It's a sneaky little liar. Let me break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer this FOMO beast and reclaim your peace of mind. First things first, remember that social media is curated perfection. You're only seeing the highlights reel, not the behind-the-scenes struggles, the messy moments, or the times when those influencers are just as bored as you are on a Tuesday afternoon. That vacation pic with the turquoise water? They probably spent half that time battling mosquitoes and searching for Wi-Fi. Secondly, comparison is the thief of joy. We're all on different paths, at different stages, with unique goals and aspirations. Comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reel just sets you up for disappointment and self-doubt. Think about it like this. Comparing yourself to a marathon runner when you're just starting out in a 5K is not going to motivate you, right? Focus on your own race, celebrate your own wins, big or small. Thirdly, define what truly matters to you. What are your values? What brings you joy and fulfillment? When you're clear about your priorities, the constant stream of what everyone else is doing becomes less relevant. You'll start saying no to things that don't align with your goals and yes to experiences that truly nourish your soul. Fourthly, practice mindful presence. When you find yourself getting sucked into the FOMO vortex, take a deep breath and ground yourself in the present moment. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your morning coffee. This helps shift your focus away from what you're missing to what you already have. And finally, remember that saying no is a superpower. It's okay to politely decline invitations if they don't serve your well-being or goals. Saying yes to everything just leads to burnout and resentment. Prioritize your time and energy, and don't be afraid to set boundaries. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah scrolling through Instagram after work. She sees her friend Ashley at a concert, laughing with other friends, surrounded by lights and music. Suddenly, Sarah feels a wave of anxiety. She hasn't been to a concert in ages. She starts thinking about all the things she's missing out on, comparing herself to Ashley's seemingly perfect life. But then, Sarah remembers something. Her schedule is packed next week with work deadlines and commitments. She realizes that forcing herself to go to a concert when she wouldn't truly enjoy it would just add stress to an already busy week. So, instead of spiraling into FOMO, Sarah decides to take a relaxing bath at home, listen to her favorite music, and catch up on her reading. She chooses to prioritize her own well-being over the illusion of perfection portrayed online. So, remember, you are not obligated to be everywhere at once or participate in every social event. Define your priorities, practice mindful presence, and say no when needed. You've got this. You have the power to break free from FOMO and create a life that truly fulfills you. Take those small steps, celebrate your wins, and remember real happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Now go out there and live your best, most authentic life, unfollowed fam. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that they're already amazing just the way they are. Catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.